Welcome back to Roundtable Talks, hosted by Double A, Arthur.
And Angie! Welcome to our first ever episode of the year. We're starting a little late, but...
You know, it's okay.
It was a work in progress.
Yeah.
Trying to pick everything back up.
It's always a struggle restarting a new season, so...
Yeah, but we've got some things planned out. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And we're glad that you tuned in to join us.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun time. So, this podcast, we decided that for this episode anyway, we're going to kind of introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
You get to know us and where we're from, what we like, things like that. And we're going to play some games.
Yeah. You know, like, if you're first time listening to the podcast, you probably wouldn't know me and Anji. So, it's kind of be like a little introduction to who we are. But if you do already watch it, or you've listened, or you are our friends, well, here's another introduction to us. You know, we're going to have some questions to be asked, and we're going to answer, and then, you know, just chime in and listen, and if you want to, you can send some questions as well that you want us to answer in the future. But let's get started with these questions.
All right.
What type of music are you into?
Ooh, let's see. I have a weird thing with music. I love music. Mm-hmm. But I can never remember the name of a song for some reason. But right now, I'm into a lot of my own Hindi music.
Oh, okay.
People won't really know much about it. But I will always and forever be a Charlie Puth stan. Don't judge me.
We love Charlie Puth. We love Charlie Puth.
Everybody doesn't like Charlie Puth for some reason. I'm like, dude, all you Swifties out there, no hate. But, like, the way you love Taylor Swift, because she was your childhood icon, because she was the kind of music you started off with, that's like that with me and Charlie Puth. Like,
exactly.
There's so many songs that he makes that nobody ever listens to that's just so great. I mean, not hating on Taylor Swift fans or anything, but personally, yeah. I'm not
a Swiftie. Taylor Swift is amazing, but, you know.
I'm not a Swiftie.
I'm not either, but, you know. Still yeah. Gotta talk, like, you know, fair, gotta fair. Give props to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, we all have our own special types of music, and, you know, we always had, like, this is the one, for me, it was Bruno Mars.
I love Bruno Mars!
Bruno Mars and, who was it? I forgot her name, I'm blanking right now. But Bruno Mars is, the like, one of the very first musicians that I actually started listening to music. And, you know, just, he's a great singer. No, so I just love movies. But right now, currently, I am a lot into my house, like Airbnb house, like Airbnb, like this type of music, which is really calm, really chill. But then you have my flip side, which is the Brazilian type of music.
Well, yeah.
Which is like completely different area.
There's Airbnb music? Wait, what are you talking about?
It's not Airbnb. It's just, what is it? It's
R&B?
R&B. Sorry. For the longest, I've always said it was Airbnb. God.
I was like, there's Airbnb music? Like,
I mean, technically, it is Airbnb music.
Uh-huh.
You just gotta, like, if you have the Airbnb music, like, if you put it in an Airbnb ad, it just works, you know? It just works. So, technically, Airbnb music.
Good one playing it off.
Yeah.
Airbnb
music.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
Okay.
Where's the next place on your travel bucket list and why?
Well, if we're talking literally, I'm going to Greece for our honors trip. So, you know, all you students out there, join honors because we go on trips.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm trying not to think about the cost of that trip because I don't know where the heck I'm going to get that money. But God will provide.
Amen.
For God me to go to provide. Greece.
Greece is very pretty.
Yeah.
But bucket list. So it's like, if you could have all the money, whatever you wanted, where would you choose to go?
Oh, man. This sounds so, like, generic, but I really want to go to Paris. Just because, no, not because it's a city of love, but mainly because I love fashion. If you guys know anything about me, I love fashion, I love art, and that's like the place to be. And my unrealistic life goal, you know, like that life goal you have that's like, okay, for me, it's like, I want to be a dentist, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But my unrealistic life goal is to have my own really aesthetic apartment in Paris, like a flat that looks out into the city, and like have a bakery like right across the street with all the macarons I could ever want.
Macarons.
I can't say, my nose is clogged. My nose is like blocked. I hate allergies. Anyways, all the macarons I could ever want, and pastries, and like that big cup of coffee or hot chocolate. Yes. And then have like my own fashion line, which none of that's realistic, but I can keep dreaming, you know?
Yeah. Dreams are always good to have. And, you know, it doesn't sound bad either. That's a really good dream.
Yeah. But in real life, I'll be slaving away for the next 10 years in dental school.
As soon as you're making bank and you could be traveling everywhere.
That's true.
You could be going to France, or you could just go to La Madeleine and buy some macarons.
I do want to go to Bali, too, because apparently it's super cheap.
Yeah, Bali is really cheap.
It's like $300 in a week and you can have luxury life.
Yeah, I've always seen like, I paid
$30 a night.
$30 a night or like $200 a night for a villa, private, and then there's like food like served. I was like, geez. The ticket is wild to get there, but
it's actually
cheap. Definitely worth it to get there.
What about you?
I really want to go to the snow. Really, really bad for no reason. I want to go snowboarding. So I want to go to Canada. Or like,
I hate the cold.
I love the cold. Cold for me is amazing. I love being able to layer and feeling cozy. And snowboarding, like going down a mountain, and then I would have like my earbuds in. Uh-huh. And so I'll just be playing blasting music all the way down the mountain. And I'll be just jamming out, like just passing by a bunch of people. And like, it's just so fun to do. And then once you get down there, this is like an experience that I had when me and my family, we went to New Mexico. And we went down the mountain. It was just me, my dad, and my brother. Because my mom and my sister didn't want to go because it was too high for them. They stayed down and they made hot chocolate in the picnic tables on the bottom of the mountain. So then we got down there, clipped off snowboards and skis, hot chocolate, and some sandwiches. And they're like, all right, back up the mountain. And so then we went to the trolley and we went up again. So went down.
That sounds so fun.
So cool.
But then again, the cold fits you, especially Christmas season. You know why? Because you look like Santa Claus. I'm telling you, Arthur needs to be Santa Claus someday. Dye his beard white. Because I don't know what it is. I think it's your nose.
I do have very natural blush.
So that my nose too.
It's
like the roundness of your nose, but then also your like natural it's, blush. Yeah. It's giving Santa Claus.
Natural
and then your
blush, yeah.
Your
my
beard.
Cheeks go crazy high up red. And like super soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, every Christmas presentation that we did in my class, I was always Santa Claus. I just knew what
it
was.
I can't see it.
I just knew what I was doing. So
exactly.
So, all right. Next question. What are your hobbies and how did you get into them?
Oh, gosh. I have so many hobbies. Okay. Okay. When I was a kid, my mom loved to make me do all kinds of like artistic things. Mm-hmm. My first ever hobby was reading. My grandpa got me into that. And then in India we had like little arts and craft books like you can cut out. So I loved to do those. So I had that. And then as I got a little bit older, my mom always did like some sort of arts and crafts with me. We always did painting. And then I got really into polymer clay, which is just like this clay you can bake. So like realistic sculpting. So I would sculpt, like, animals or, I don't know, teeth, because I want to be a dentist. Don't judge me.
Okay, future lifestyle already.
It's a passion.
You're like, all right, let's make some cavities here. Like, let's take out this wisdom tooth.
I did. I made a set of teeth with, like, a bunch of plaque and gingivitis.
Oh, wow.
It was so fun. It looked really realistic, too. It was pretty cool. And then, as of lately, I've gotten back into reading because I stopped like in high school. I don't know why. Books got expensive. And then literally like a couple weeks ago, we went to this place called Half Price Books. And I know everybody knows about this, but I didn't because I'm an immigrant and I came here. And everybody knows about Half Price Books and I never did.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there and was like, oh my gosh, everything is so cheap. And so I got like three books. And then the next day I did some girl math, you know?
Oh, Lord.
Let's please talk about us. Girl math.
Please tell us the girl math.
So I went to the store. I got like 3 books. It was like $20. I was like, okay, 3 books for $20. It's super good,
bad.
Right?
That's not bad.
And then I was like, okay, I want to spend more money on books, but I don't want to do it today because it's too much. So I waited like, I don't know, a week just so I didn't feel guilty. And then I spent another $35 on books. Mind you, they were 8 books for $35.
Okay, then that's
it was like a
really
volume. It's called the Love Comes Softly series by Jeanette Oak. You guys should read it. It's like the cutest like romance. It's Christian romance, so it's clean, but it's so cute. It's like every girl's cool historical fiction romance. It's super nice.
Okay.
So it came in like 2 big volumes. So like volume 1 through 4 and then 5 through 8. So I just got, this was like my childhood me was middle school me was screaming, and I was like, okay, I have to get this before it sells out. So I bought it. So that's girl math.
Girl math. You spend
like half of what you want to buy, and then you buy the other half the next day.
Yeah. Girl math makes sense.
Really?
It actually, because I actually do girl math in my head, and it works for me. Like, I have this, I'm like, okay, I want to spend like some money, but like, I already spent like $20 today. I don't want to spend more money today. Let me like spend.
You're the first guy
like
that's ever said that. The other guys are like, yeah, but you're still spending that much money just 2 days apart. You're still going broke. And I'm like, I don't want to talk
about
it.
Your bank account doesn't look that bad.
Well, it will the next day, but I'm
like,
you know what?
You
I'm not going to look
less,
at my bank account.
Exactly. Or like, anything under $5 is free. Or like, $2 for anything. Like,
no.
That was $2.
If you pay in cash, it's
your
for
bank
free.
Account never goes down.
Exactly. And so that's girl math. If you pay in cash, you never spend anything.
Exactly.
So we're chilling. Okay. Okay. Welcome to the girl fam. Artie has a feminine side. Okay, I'm Artie. Dead.
No, but I actually do. And like I see a lot of TikToks. Like, girl math is doing this. Like, I do that. That makes so much sense, though. It's like, why would I not?
It makes sense to me, but apparently it doesn't make sense to anybody else.
Whack.
Okay.
Next question. Mm-hmm. Wait, I didn't tell
you. Oh, yeah, you
didn't.
Oh, yeah. What's your
hobby? My hobby right now is, you know, I've always had art as a hobby.
Uh-huh.
Like everybody, every kid did. But it's really been getting really, really intense on the side of like graffiti.
Yeah,
air quotes,
I've
graffiti.
Seen it.
You know, I'm actually doing a iPad case for Xavier right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm finishing up right now. He wanted to do he pretty much like just let me do whatever I wanted. Mm. But he just wanted an electric guitar,
uh-huh.
Taco Bell,
Taco
and a skateboard on it. And so I did it. You know, it looks I'm kind of happy with it. It looks really cool. It looks full. It looks exciting, aside because it was just a plain black one. So it was
why
like
Taco Bell, did you ask him?
Well, he just said, gotta have Taco Bell. So like, can't judge on that, man.
Oh, Xavier!
Yeah.
I was like trying to, I know who Xavier is. Xavier, lots of love to you. It's not that I forgot your name.
Yeah,
it's just, I went blank for a second. Okay, yeah, Xavier does live.
Yeah, exactly.
At McDonald's. He knows all the McDonald's secrets.
Exactly. So, you know, it's been getting really to it. I'm using a lot of Poshka markers, which are really good for that stuff. I've been doing a lot of cars, like mini car drawings
with
them.
Yeah, I saw those too.
Yeah, haven't been, aside from hobbies, like in sports wise, I have gymnastics and volleyball. I've been getting a lot into more volleyball now.
Because of intramurals?
Not because of intramurals, just because I was like, this really is my game.
Uh-huh.
Like, I am, like, I'm kind of short. I'm 5'7", 5'7", 5'8", on a good day. You know, but I'm a really good setter. And me being a really good setter doesn't require me being very tall.
Yeah.
So I can play very well despite me being very short.
Mm. You know? I'm not good at sports at all, so.
Yeah, but it's okay. You got a lot of other hobbies.
Oh, that also reminds me. I also do watercolor, and I've been getting back into embroidery.
Embroidery, that's really cool.
Yeah, I've actually been wanting to try some. And it's almost done, and I'm so excited because it turned out fire.
That's really cool. Yeah. We're going to have to post it on Instagram.
I might show
the people. Next question. What song always gets you out on the dance floor?
See, this is the thing. I don't remember songs so well. Oh, okay. Okay, this is going to be super corny. Some people are going to hate me for this. Some people are going to love me for this. But I feel like the Barbie movie was low-key overhyped because I watched it. It was great. Kind of got me teared up.
Mm-hmm.
But great Dance message. The Night Away is such a vibe.
Dance the Night Away.
I can't sing right now. It's clogged.
It's okay. So Dance the Night Away?
Yes. As of right now. It's like pop. I love pop.
Yeah.
What about you?
I feel like a song that will always get me is 21st night of September. September. Do you remember?
Oh.
21st night
so
of September.
So, like, our vibes are so different. Should have done that TikTok for the 21st.
I just love it. It's just an amazing song. For some reason, I love retro, like, 2000s, early 2000s stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I just love the style of music because it was just, like, so happy and upbeat. You know, not saying that today's music isn't, but there's slightly less.
Uh-huh.
But back then, it was just, like, incredibly groove. Mm-hmm. Love groove. Groove is just amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, dance floor.
You were born in the wrong era.
Yeah, I've said that a lot of times. Born in the wrong area. Style would have been different. Damn, my style would have been crazy back then. Right. What activity instantly calms you?
Painting.
Watercolor, specifically?
Watercolor. I love it. You just sit there for hours. And before you know it, like, 6 hours has gone by, and you're still painting and perfecting all the lines and details. I love it.
Yeah.
Until I get artist block, and then it's just kind of annoying. But I love painting. That's definitely... That or dancing.
That and dancing? Dancing calms you.
I love dancing.
Sway dancing or dance floor dancing?
I mean, I don't know how to explain it. My moves are a lot more, like, Indian-y, like, if you've watched a Bollywood movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I get all my, like, moves from there. Just learning random choreography in my bedroom.
Oh, wow.
By the mirror. Introvert things, you know. But, yeah.
That's really good.
How about you?
Definitely art is one.
Yeah.
You know, art is really cool. I love perfecting the lines and making everything symmetrical. Until my markers start to clog up.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
And then I hate it. And then I have to take a break because, like, I was doing the eyebrow case.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, doing a really fine line on the orange. And then it just didn't want to go. And so I pressed it to get more ink. And then it just a blob just came into my painting. And now there was a big-ass mark on the Xavier that I wrote on it. And so I was like, don't be mad. So I rushed back, got paper towel, and, you know, very gently touched the blob, and then the whole ink just got sucked back into the
okay,
paper
good.
Towel.
At
I was
least
like,
you saved it.
Yeah, but, you know, there was a big mark over there. But it's okay. We drew over it.
Okay,
and
look at you.
It's not even there anymore. So.
Oh, save
errors.
It.
Yeah, errors for me. That's it.
Any more questions? You got any more questions?
No, that was my last question.
Okay, now it's my turn. We're going to play Never Have I Ever and Would You Rather.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I just got a couple questions.
Okay.
Never have I ever been on TV.
On TV as in, like, live television?
Live pre-recorded.
I have.
What was that sound?
I have been.
Okay, when?
So it was like a documentary about the Pathfinder group in Egypt, because it was the first Pathfinder group ever made, and we were part of it. And so they recorded it, and then, you know, they kind of talked to me about it a little bit. And they showed it to their Brazil's National Pathfinder Campery, which is like 60,000 people.
Look at you, famous.
All watched it. I don't know if anybody remembers me. Probably not, because I changed a lot since then.
He grew a beard since then.
Yeah, I grew a beard, got a lot skinnier, but had a way different haircut. But, you know, I guess that's TV, because it was showed to so many people.
Okay.
I guess you can count it.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Actually, I haven't told this to a lot of people, and a lot of people don't know this about me. None of my friends knew this about me till like 6-7 months in, because I don't talk about it. But here we go. I'm going to tell it to everybody. So if you guys grew up Adventist, you probably heard of the Adventist channel 3ABN. Have you?
No.
Oh my goodness. Okay, somebody probably has. So they have like singing on there. They have worship services, sermons, like all that sort of thing. So how it happened was Miss Brenda, or the person that was hosting Kids Time, which is a show where kids sing online on the TV. She goes to Trinidad, and my cousin, they had like a huge audition for it, and like thousands of people were there. My cousin goes and auditions, and she gets it. And then I had just sung for church that morning, and my dad was like, "Why don't you try to audition?" And I'm like, "There's no way I'm going to get it, Dad." I was like 8. He goes, "No, you should try." So I was the last person, and I auditioned, and I actually got it. Mm. So my cousin and I flew from Trinidad to, where's that place? Oh, goodness. Illinois. There we go.
Oh.
To Illinois.
Okay, Illinois.
And we recorded it there. And yes, I am on TV. I went back when I was 9 again. So I recorded 16 songs the first time, 12 songs the second time. And then I went back for a cooking show when I was 11. So those were the little me days with the really, really long hair. And the cooking show, I had braces.
Yes. So
my parents love it when my friends come over, and they just love to embarrass me and play those things. And so, yeah. Yes, I have been on Kids Time.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. We don't talk about it.
It's okay. Okay. TV, though.
Never have I ever laughed so hard I peed my pants as an adult.
As an adult?
As an adult. Or like a teenager.
No.
No?
Never.
Never. Man, I want to lie.
I've never peed that bad to where I peed my pants. I never laughed that hard. Ugh. I've laughed.
Man, you haven't lived then.
Okay, there's a difference, okay? I definitely laughed very hard where I had, like, I ran out of air, and I was, like, no sound coming out, but I was laughing so hard, like, I was crying.
You were wheezing.
Yeah, like, not even tearing up, I was crying. Yeah. There were, like, tears on my cheeks. But I never got to the point where I peed, because I was like, why would I? No, I was like, I just never, guess, had a storage or reserve pee to where I laughed and I peed a little bit.
Okay, and then I'm not answering this question.
Well, because then we clearly know what happened to you.
Okay. Let me tell the story then, because I know people think I had to randomly pee my pants. Uh-huh. Okay, so I was like 16. And my cousin came to visit, like, my other cousin.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, they came to visit. And one thing about my younger cousin, Elvin, is he is the funniest guy I've ever met. Like, hands down, the funniest person in my life. And so we were reminiscing about stores in Trinidad. And there was this one particular store. Oh my gosh, I don't even want to pronounce it, because switching from American to a Trini accent is so hard.
Try it. Yeah. Nothing wrong with you.
Rattans.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the name of it. But anyways, my cousin said something super hilarious about the store, and he kept pronouncing it so weird. And I was dying laughing. And the thing is, I'd been wanting to go to the bathroom for some time, but because our house was so full, everybody kept going to the bathroom.
Oh,
so it was always full. And so, like, I had been holding the pee for, like, I don't know how long. And then he made me laugh, and I was like, oh, my goodness. Oh, crap. Oh, crap. And then, like, I ran, and I was like, I'm going to pee my pants. And I ran to the bathroom. I barely made it. Barely.
That's...
So, very yeah, baseball. And then, yeah, it was definitely an experience. But I guess I kind of have. I'll admit to it. I'm a big girl. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean...
I've lived.
It's not as in, like, you're laughing and you're rolling on the floor and then, like, a little pee came out, a little pee came out. You just literally ran to the bathroom. And
I did, I did, yeah. Okay. Last never have I ever question. Never have I ever pretended to be sick to get out of something.
Like
class maybe.
Normally made to go to school. I never faked going, like, getting sick. If I was sick, I told my parents, like, I feel sick.
Yeah,
I feel bad. Because I remember one time I was like, no, I can go to class. I can go to school. And so I went to school. And while I was in school, which my school, this was back in Egypt, my school was an hour and something away from me, from my house. And so I was like, I can do it. You know, I'm going to go. And so I went to class. I got in first period. We're walking back from the, like, the lines that we have to make in the beginning of school. Yeah. We're walking up the stairs. And I feel everything just came up.
Ooh.
And I throw up. And I run to the bathroom, and I throw up, and I'm like, I can't. I was like, I can do it. I can go to class. I couldn't. I should have stayed home.
You should have.
But I was like, it's fine. You know, I continued on school. I'm pretty sure I just went to the nurse's office after, and
they put some ice on it.
Yeah, they put some ice on my stomach. It really calmed me down. Nah, I don't remember what I did. I just think I just called it a day, whatever. But yeah, I don't think I've ever faked it like that. I faked, like, oh, let me send a message, like, hey, I was just, like, really busy. I couldn't go to class and stuff.
Yeah, me too.
But I never, like, I went to class, I was like, oh, I feel so sick. You know, I feel so bad. Never did. Have you?
No, not in class. Like, I felt sick. There was one time I was actually sick in ecology. Like, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Because I was taking my anxiety meds again. And the side effects were, like, crazy. And I was like, like, okay. I went to Dr. Grant and I was like, hey, I actually feel sick. I need to leave. Because I was getting dizzy. And I felt like throwing up. And I ran, like, I was walking and, like, I half threw up in my mouth, like, on the second flight of stairs up the girls' dorm. And I was like, no, I gotta hold this. It was so disgusting. I went to my room, barely missed the sink, all over my floor. I have to clean this up. It was so bad. But, yeah. I've never actually faked, like, being sick. Okay. Now, would you rather? Would you rather be stuck in a romantic comedy with your worst enemy or in a horror movie with your best friend?
You know, I think, like, horror movie with my best friend, I feel like it would just turn into the rip-off version of Scream.
I've never watched Scream.
You never watched Scream?
No.
The one
I don't watch horror movies. They're scary.
But that one's funny because it's dumb.
Oh, okay then.
It's like a rip-off. So, like, that's what I feel like if I were to be in one of those. I'd be like, you see this? You see this guy right now? You see this guy outside? I was like, let's mess with them. Let's mess with them. Let's go. And so I feel like I would just, like, start turning the script. So I wouldn't be in a horror movie anymore. I would be in a horror comedy.
But who's your best friend that you would take with you?
It's gotta be Ruth.
That's
can't take
true.
Ruth.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Ruth's gotta go with me.
Okay.
What about you? Romantic. What is it? Romantic comedy or horror?
Ooh. I don't like horror. I really don't like horror.
Okay, wait. If you're going to a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Would you be romantically involved with your enemy?
No.
Because that's what the question sounded like.
No, what I would do is I would hate this person, but I'd feel sorry for this person's love life. It's because the enemy could be a girl. Mm-hmm. I'd be totally sorry for his for their love life, and I could be like the person that hooks them up, you know, little Cupid.
Okay, wingman.
Find her the love of her life.
Okay, okay. You know? Yeah, because I was like, I wouldn't want to be in a movie where my enemy becomes my enemy.
That's just all rom-coms, though. It's like, oh my gosh, I hate him, and then falls in love with him. It's like,
oh my god, I actually love him.
Yeah. See, in real life, that's not how it works. You guys are infatuated. You believe it,
and then y'all end up hating each other after.
After you're married, and then there's divorce involved. So, don't believe romance movies.
Do it in real life, man. Love him to death.
Yeah, don't date your enemy. Date your best friend.
Yeah.
Best advice.
Date your
ever.
Best friend.
Date your best friend.
Best advice, date your best friend.
Okay. Would you rather have the ability to be invisible or to read people's minds?
Be invisible.
Yeah, same.
If I were to be reading people's mind, I'd be like, I feel like I could start going crazy.
I would too.
Especially in church. In church, everybody's mind would be going off. I'd be like, oh my lord, stop talking.
Yeah, that's true. No, I just don't want to. I don't want to hear what people have to think about me. I don't think I have any like bad blood with anyone,
mm-hmm.
but you never know. I'm a sensitive person. Yeah. I'm a sensitive person. Like I don't show it, but I am. So if somebody thinks something mean about me, I'm like, oh man, now I have to make them like me.
I get you.
Okay. You can hear my nose like being blocked. I can't breathe. Okay. Would you rather have a unibrow or no eyebrows at all?
This is so hard.
I would say unibrow because then I just do my eyebrows.
Yeah, but I was like, let's make it more difficult. You have a unibrow, but you can't make them.
Oh, no!
So you'll forever have them. Like, a little... I won't, like, say a full unibrow, but, like, a little stubble in the middle. So you actually... You just, like... Sometimes if you, like, look weird, you'll just see a full perfect line.
Yeah, be like, what is her name? Frida Kahlo?
Yeah. But that became her trademark.
Exactly.
You can make it.
I can make that my trademark.
Exactly. Oh, like, no eyebrows? Lord.
You can draw them on.
But then that's easy. You gotta make these complicated. Like, you can't draw them on.
Okay, fine. A
unibrow. I would keep them a unibrow.
It's easier for you because you're a guy.
I still hate having unibrows, though.
Stereotype. Okay. Last one. Would you rather be a kid your whole life or an adult your whole life?
Kid. I mean, because I don't have to deal with stuff.
That's true.
I mean, like, if I'm trying
to... But you never get to grow up. You never get to...
Peter Pan.
Huh?
I get to be like Peter Pan.
Yeah, but you never get to grow up. You never get to meet the love of your life. You never get to get married, have your dream job, travel on your own.
Yeah. I guess, like, if it would be like that, like, if I would rather go back as being a kid without my knowledge that I have, uh-huh. I wouldn't. I wouldn't go back.
I
wouldn't either. If I were to go back and be a kid and lose my memory of an adult, I would probably do it. Like, you're a kid again. Like, okay. And I don't have to worry about anything ever again. But I would just be a kid, right? But, if like, that's kind of boring because then I don't know anything in the future. I don't know how to act. I can't be a smart kid. I'll be just a dumb kid. So, but if you guys remember looking like that, I'd rather be an adult forever.
I would too.
An adult is forever. It's a lot better.
It's kind of frustrating, though, because you have to work and work and work and work.
Yeah, but, like, if you're an adult forever, you can eventually, you're going to be rich.
That's true.
But, like, all the vampires, like, bruh, they're all rich. Why? Because they lived forever. They know how to make money.
That's true.
I was like,
savings.
Yeah, exactly. Savings.
And the money from years ago.
Like, 1,000 years ago.
Uh-huh.
You know how, like, all that, like, acorns, like, if you save $5 a month, you could make 23 million by
yeah.
And like 1,000, like you could actually do that.
You could actually do that.
So So I was like, I saw a TikTok. I think it was a TikTok thing. It was like, how, like, why are all vampires super rich? I was like, and then one of the comments was like, if you're a vampire and you're poor, just die. Because if you lived all these years and you still know how to make money,
exactly,
just die.
All right, well, this was a fun episode.
That was it.
That was it. Just something short this time. Well, it wasn't really short. It was like 35 minutes.
35 minutes. You know.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's a good conversation.
Yeah, we had fun learning about each other. I didn't know some things about you. You didn't know some things about me. We've been friends for like a year. So now you guys know things about us. So if you have any questions you want to ask us, or we're going to put polls and kind of questions and stuff on our Instagram. So make sure to follow us at RTSWAU. That is RTSWAU, the round table. We're going to put things on our stories, so make sure you keep up with when we're going to post our next episodes, things like that. And also, stay in tune and listen, because we're going to have giveaways.
Yeah.
And so, you know, us broke college students could use some extra cash. So we might have, like, giveaways for Amazon, Walmart, Target, for all those Target girlies, where everything is really cute but too expensive. Yeah. We can make life easier for you. Christmas is coming around.
Yeah.
So we can do a big giveaway for that. So, yeah. So stay in tune. We might do, like, some secret words here and there. I don't know.
Yeah. You
we'll,
know,
we'll figure out as we
it'll
go
definitely
by.
Be in the future. And so, like, if you guys just listen to our announcements and stuff and posts, you definitely get prizes. So.
Exactly. But you have to follow us on Instagram. And if you want to be part of our podcast, like if you have a really cool story you can tell, or if you just kind of want to join.
Yeah.
Have a fun, silly conversation. We can do that. So just DM us.
DM us and then we'll talk about it. Try to find a time.
Exactly. And we'll work it out. We'll have some special episodes like Christmas and things like that. We have a good idea for the next podcast. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening. This is Anji.
And this is Arthur.
And this is the Roundtable Podcast. Bye, you guys.
See y'all.